chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, it's Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just hopping in here on the break to tell you about one of the other podcasts on the Chaos is Everywhere feed. This week we're talking about Chaos, the Final Frontier. Chaos, the Final Frontier is your one-stop shop for watch-alongs of sci-fi greats. Star Trek is our bread and butter, but we are expanding to hit anything sci-fi with Chaos, the Final Frontier, and that is every Monday. And for your convenience, it is clearly labeled so you know what you're getting into before you dive right in. So check out Chaos, the Final Frontier, and we'll see you soon, everybody.
Hello?
There you are. I got you, I think. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. I got scared there for a second.
Yeah, me too. I was like, wait, how long has he been sitting there? Because I've been sitting here for like 20 minutes, like wondering where you were. But...
yeah, I was waiting. I was looking at my email being like, still nothing. No, still nothing. Has he really not sent anything yet? Still nothing. Then I finally looked at my phone and I was like, no, he definitely sent something. There's nothing here.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but we're here now. I've got everything pulled up. I have Mexican wrestling muted on my one TV because I don't know. And we're going to watch Psych. So everybody's going to be happy. Let me do the intro. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chaos Everywhere. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. That guy over there, he owes an apology to our number one fan, Mrs. Dumbface. That's our advice.
Yeah, yeah. Get it. Wop.
That was a weird sound pick for that intro, but I like it. All right. So today we are doing the episode... that's not where I go with, did you say mop or wop? Because two different connotations.
I said wop, and then I said bucket and a mop.
I see. All right.
Cool.
So we're doing, you're with the kids, and that song that's probably like 5 or 6 years old at this point.
Yep.
We're watching season one, episode 3 of Psych. Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. And by the way, I love that it's such a simple wedding title that I did not remember any time doing promos for this episode. So, all right, are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Also, just the continuing of Psych. One, we'll try and figure out if you can figure out who did it before the TV show tells you. And I do know where the pineapple is. But what I love is that's basically all of the like trivia that I get for most of these episodes. Mm. So we pretty much get to just watch the show and try to make funny things or talk about what's happening.
Quick side thing. When's the last time you had anything to do with Jones Soda?
Never. I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
Really?
Yeah.
There's definitely a thing around Western, like where we went to school.
Huh.
You should know who this is. My former drummer introduced me to it when we were in college.
Right.
And like they have candy also, and it's like carbonated candy.
Right.
And I haven't had it in well over a decade, not to age myself at all. But it's been a long ass time. So I recently got it because it somehow just like my memory was jogged of it when I was at work the other day. And I am sorely disappointed.
I'm sorry.
They taste good. But there's no carbonation like it used to be. Like I don't know if just like my memory is just misremembering it or what, but it just doesn't hit like it did when I was in my early 20s.
A lot of things don't hit like you were in your early 20s.
I don't hit like I was in my early 20s. But
yeah, not to age myself, because, you know, I'm much younger than you. But oh, yeah, totally. It's sad. It makes me very sad that I'm at the point where I can date memories by decade.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I thought to myself, oh, that must have been 20 years ago now, I was like, oh, fuck, what the hell is wrong with me?
Yep.
And we're about to come up on my 20th year high school graduation, which is also just fucking wonderful. Also, the opener was, again, it's Henry with young Sean doing things that no parent you think would ever do.
Nope.
Basically telling him he has to play hide and seek correctly or he can't play. Oh, I do love this. This is the first time where he almost blows their cover. Not the only time. The secretary. I love that Gus has to remind him to like make it supernatural for now. Very bad vibes from the ink. I mean, it's just about done. You've heard the vibes, right?
He was gonna give a great explanation. Too bad he's not allowed.
Right. I mean, technically, it was only his own lies that make it so that he's not allowed.
I know. What a fool of a took.
I love that he gives himself the title Chief Psychic, as if there are other psychics.
Right.
Oh, the trio that had the guy that was painted up like Wolfpack Stain, like exactly like Wolfpack Stain, won the trios match. I have no idea who any of these people are in Mexico, but I just like to throw it on Pluto TV because it's just constant Mexican wrestling on one channel. I feel like I know that guy, but I don't know what his name is. I'll keep you guys abreasted as we watch this episode of Psych on more Lucha Libre comings and goings. Especially if I see somebody I know, I'm going to be like, aha!
Oh, I remember that Lizard Man. I said he'd win a match once, and it happened.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. If Mr. Iguana shows up, you're going to hear about it. I thought for a second one of them was in Helico, but I don't think it was.
I love that. That was just funny. So many hats. You should see my closet. I'm hoping to. Jesus. Oh, that's hilarious.
Nothing. Just saying hello to people. You're not allowed to say hello to people anymore? Yeah, don't throw the Bible.
Yeah, don't throw the Bible. Come on.
By the way, update on Lucha Libre. The big bull guy, he's on the screen now. I forget what his name is, but you mentioned him. Tauros. I know that's Tauros, yes. So yes, I did find somebody.
I'm proud of you. Good job.
Yeah.
Way to expand your horizons.
Look at me watching wrestling that's not just AEW or older.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish New Japan had a channel on here. It'd be really fun to just have it on in the background.
Yeah, they used to have one that would show like matches that had happened like a few months before, like a year before.
Yeah.
But I don't, it used to be on like Axis. I think. But
honestly, I'm like, if I were part of Lucha Libre, I would be like, because it's AAA specifically, I'd be like, okay, let's just get some English announcers and just put it up on Pluto TV and make money off the ad revenue, because you know wrestling fans would watch it because it's free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I watch it with the Spanish commentary, even though I have no idea what the fuck's going on most of the time.
If I hear Rapido, I assume that something's going really fast.
Yes. I mean, that is, Rapido is the main thing that I listen for.
If I hear El Slowo, I assume they're going the slow.
If you hear El Nino, you think that there's a little boy.
There's definitely Nino. Spanish for the Nino.
Fucking love Chris Farley. Apparently his brother's a stand-up comedian now. Or at least I saw him do a stand-up bit, which was interesting. Because when you see him, it's like, oh yeah, no, you are clearly Chris Farley's brother. These plants are completely out of line. So now there's a guy coming out holding a title that looks a lot like Big Boss Man circa 1999. Also, he has a sword. Because sword. Rey Escorpión, I think is what his name says there.
The Scorpion King? Dude, how'd they get The Rock? That's crazy, bro.
So good, he's the Big Boss Scorpion King. That's awesome.
Good for them to pull that off.
Yeah. I do love that, like, all the, like, over-the-top gimmicks in Mexican wrestling. It's like, you guys just went into a closet and said, I'll just take everything. You tell them to hurry.
You tell them to hurry. Oh, man.
Man, that would have worked so well during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you're not watching along, I'll do the basic thing. The case of the week is that a very, very valuable and shiny ring was taken. But nobody knows where it was taken or how, because there's video footage of the safe where the ring was put away, and nobody opened it in between the last time it was saw and now. So, also, I'm like 90% sure, I don't know if they've done it yet, but the way that Sean gets Gus involved in this is because of the safe. But if he hasn't done it yet, I won't ruin that, because it's an awesome moment.
Who left? Nobody?
Who left?
Yeah, who left? Who did it? Tell me.
I'm pretty sure Lasseter's theory is some sort of trained monkey. Oh, did I come here?
Oh, did I?
Stop giggling, Sean. Yeah, he was in the room when the ring disappeared.
He was in the room when it happened.
It's clearly the bald guy. He didn't show up for work.
Yep. So it's definitely not him.
Right. That's the golden rule of psych. If Lasseter says something is what happened, it's not what happened.
Man, I feel bad for his girlfriend that got transferred. She's that chick's basically just a younger version of her.
Yeah, no, especially just as, like, for the actor, it's like, oh, man, we didn't have to do that. Like, I just did what the writers told me. But yeah, she literally lost the job because the focus group didn't like that angle of infidelity.
Yeah.
And eventually, Lassiter does end up, like, with another woman. It's a whole thing later on in the series. So, just bad timing. But honestly, I will say, as somebody that's watched the show, I couldn't Little imagine baby the bee. Show without Juliet. She's awesome.
Oh my.
Plus, I hear weird giggling that no one knows where it's coming from.
Always. I think you're just the right age. I am.
He's looking to, you know, definitely sleep with one of the bridesmaids. So that's basically like being there for a wedding.
Maid of honor specifically, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She is the maid of honor.
Yep, / wedding planner.
So I know that the Mexican wrestling I'm watching is at least a few years old, at least I think, because I don't think anybody else is taking up the name, because El Parca is on the screen now.
La Parca?
Yeah, La Parca. I thought it was L.
No, it's La. Is it La Parca? Or is it like El, what is it? El Hijo de La Parca?
No, it's La Parca. Like, he's doing the dance and everything.
Old fat guy?
Yeah.
All right. Because he also has, like, there's also, like, El Hijo de La Parca. And there's also, like, a red La Parca or something like that are, like, his son and nephew or something like that.
Yeah, no, this is just La Parca. So it must be from a few years ago. A boy can't. Mrs. Pickles is a great name for a cat. If you think that'll work, I find it adorable. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Safecracking case. You are not supposed to be on that.
I love the random interests, like nerdy interests that they give Gus. Like, safecracking's one, and there's just, it just always shows up with weird different ones.
Yes, absolutely. We can be done by three.
There's a, because it doesn't really spoil anything, but it's really funny. There's a episode later where we find out that Gus knows every zip code in the United States. Just cause. Chief, what are you doing here?
Boom.
Since that being harder.
That bitch. Just accept him. I love that. Like, I love her. Yeah.
She's clearly the best boss we're ever going to have.
Obviously.
Chief Inspector Sean. Man, I don't know if I would ever love Britain enough to, you know,
right?
Do stuff illegal just because I love Britain. Americans do say howdy a lot. Maybe that's our problem as far as like trying to get dates. We should say howdy more often.
Oh, okay. I can try that.
Yeah. You report back with how your howdy expeditions go.
Howdy.
I don't think that will help.
No, I think I got this.
I feel like that might be a bit over the top.
No.
I almost wanted to mace you myself. So.
Yeah, but you're different. That's you're into true. That shit.
I am. I do enjoy macing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not talking about the spray either. I'm talking about the medieval weapon. Boom.
You guys are in here?
I get it.
One of the like recurring things that becomes like one of the best jokes of the entire series is that he comes up with different nicknames for Gus. I think technically Peter Panic is the first one. The florist quit? God, is nothing going right for this extremely rich family? Wow, the dad's subtle. While you were trying to steal something. Are you still there, buddy?
Your face is here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm just watching.
I was trying to remember, but I think we just missed the pineapple. No. I can't be 100% sure because it's in a room where there's a lot of scenes. It's in the bridal suite room. But really? Yeah, we'll keep our eyes open for it.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't always show up, but like I can't remember if it's in this scene or another scene that they're in, because they do a couple scenes in the bridal suite room.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure Lassiter would be cool with them, you know, using his room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgive me, detective. Yes, I often read case files on the floor because it gives me a different perspective.
Ha 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 ha!
Maybe they could like throw a smoke pellet.
Huh.
Oh yeah.
Easy.
Easy peasy. There's a dead guy.
Oh! Well, shit.
Well, they found the guy that didn't show up for work. Who would have guessed Lassiter was wrong?
Right?
Also weird that nobody opened that dunwaiter in a couple of days. I mean, I guess they don't use it, but still. Sean, you had a whole box full of trophies? Okay, what's your question? What? That's a perfectly reasonable question.
I'm glad he
question.
Helped your son.
Everybody's really into this whole grab and walk with him move in this episode. Gus.
Uh-oh. What a piece of shit.
Honestly, for as much as he like talks about guns, he shoots very few people on the show.
Yeah.
I can only really think of one instance off the top of my head. Hey, Lassiter, there's a dead body. Oof. So, just to check in, how are you doing on deciding who's the brain thief? Who's your prime suspect? Yo, bitch, I'm talking to you. I think it's the bald guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he forgot to mention the bachelor party.
That's funny.
I like how Gus disengages, but he doesn't, like, actually leave.
All right.
Why would I be mad?
Dude. Wow.
That is true. Honestly, that's a little bit genius, refilling
Right?
a million power with
Kind of smart.
shampoo. Gus, give him a kiss.
Nothing weird, just on the cheek, man. There's nothing weird.
Are you
Nothing weird
sure
about a
you
kiss on
want
the cheek.
to? Do you want to marry a woman? Are you sure about that? No, I just want a kiss on the cheek. We've officially started a new episode of Lucha Libre, so I'll keep you guys updated if anybody else shows up. Hey, there's Jeff Jarrett. But, like, buzz cut Jeff Jarrett. So, this, again, years ago at this point. I recognize Jeff Jarrett. Look at me. I know Lucha Libre.
Piece of shit.
Oops, sleepy time.
Yep, sleepy time. That means it's a
But
good
yeah,
party.
how would you know? That's
That's fair.
that is not the kind of party either of us throw.
That's a very good point.
As someone that threw your bachelor party.
Oh, now it's time for the bachelorettes.
Woo! You know this one isn't accurate because there aren't penis-shaped different things everywhere. Not that I would know about penis-shaped products. Oh, Sean. It is a tough year financially for a lot of people. 2005? Oh, man. Luckily, it's only going to get better. That was a joke, because 2008 really sucked. Yeah. Sorry, I had to explain it to anybody that's not, old enough to think about their memories in decades.
No. How does she know?
Bum, bum, bum. It looks like Gus is having the best time ever, and yet
Right?
he's upset. I think I actually saw Patrick Swayze. Oh, okay. Like, we should have just a light breakfast.
Yeah, light.
Do, 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 do. And Luke Chime and Phillips.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, there's always time to be abusive later.
Yeah.
Just an update. Apparently, at this point, Jeff Jarrett was some sort of champion in Mexico. I don't know what the belt is because I don't know the Mexican belts. Also, he came out in an all-American flag outfit and an American flag mask. That's interesting. All right, back to psych. Yeah, small portion. Ambassador, you can't order that many adult movies.
Oh, no.
Helped him fill the jacuzzi. Man, I will say this hotel has everything when it comes to amenities. I think that's Jeff Jarrett. I'm assuming it is. I can watch two things at once, guys. Don't worry about that.
Uh-oh.
So the only other piece of trivia that on the thing for this was the phrase forever hold your peace, and it was like its origin. But one thing that I know about that I found really interesting when I learned it, in like some super strict denominations, if somebody does that where they say, like, they object to the wedding, even if it's like done as a joke, the whole wedding is stopped and it can't be performed that day. So be really, really clear what kind of ceremony you're on before you try and pull a joke like that.
Goss.
So seriously, I have a guess. Hey, that's the name of the episode.
Yeah, right?
I have something to say. By the way, it was Jeff Jarrett in the American Mask. I was just being stupid because I was watching two things at once, like I'm able to do.
It was the bride, I bet. That's my final guess. It was the bride.
You're so close.
Am I really? It was the maid of honor, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
By the way, I give you credit for like getting under the wire as Sean's about to explain it. Your guess. Nice job. Now, you know what, buddy? I think by the end of this, you might actually start like pulling these off.
Maybe.
Well, now his penis and his heart are upset.
But that was supposed to be yours.
Yeah. It is a really big, shiny ring.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe that's why Dad didn't want to give you the ring, because the ring was he knew you were going to sell it. Or you could just steal it after the wedding. I mean, I feel like just like pocket it. There's got to be a chance to steal it. You're probably right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The ring finger.
I love the little detail that they give you of showing that she can do sleight of hand in a different scene.
Ha 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 ha!
Like, you have no idea how much this has fucked up my Friday plans, but, well, I gotta do what I gotta do. Oh, there would have been no evidence. Fucking florist. I would have gotten away with two if it wasn't for that damn florist. Who the hell wants to wear a $5 million ring? Like, I'm with her. Just sell the damn thing.
Right?
And a murderer. I mean, this is kind of on him. Like, she doesn't look that imposing. Yeah. She pretty much one shot.
He wanted
him.
A piece of that ass. I mean, action.
Action.
Action. That's what I meant.
I mean, anybody can die with a good swing to the head, but still, I feel like. You know, you have a plan before you go into those type of talks. Okay, well, just let me see your bouquet and then we'll move on.
She's running in those heels? Really?
Get her, Grandma.
Yeah, good job, Grandma. Hey, way to go, Gus.
Gus is the next one that's going to steal a really expensive ring.
Yep. That's how this works, right?
Yeah. See? Even Sean said so.
No.
No. Why would that be the guy? It's okay, Lassiter. Can't be right about everything.
Thank you, Bobby. Interpol appreciates both your efforts. That's funny.
Ah, yes, the murders, the thievery. Weddings are my favorite. You still like Ted Nugent?
Cat scratch fever.
There we go. So what did you think of Forever Ultra Peace?
I don't like how much I like this show. Like, why? Genuinely. Because it's like, it's not... It's very much like a, even though it's not... It's way funnier, but it's very much like those like monk type things.
Right.
You know what I mean,
it's in the same era of USA, so yeah, like, there's a bunch of crossover with it.
Yeah, and I didn't watch any of that stuff because I didn't find any of it entertaining.
Right. I think the difference with this show is it has the good Mr. angle to it, but the comedy is like so good that it's just different, you know?
Oh, maybe I just didn't appreciate it when I was younger, so I couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, no, it's something like you grow into. Like, I don't think as you're younger, you like mystery and like crime shows like that that much.
Because a show like this was out when we were like, what, teenagers probably? Like late teens?
It started in 2005, so yeah, I would have been 15, 16. Yeah. So. Yeah, no. So the next time we come back to Psych, which probably will be pretty soon, women seeking dead husbands, smokers okay. So, yeah. Sean and Gus must find a dead bank robber's stolen stash and save the life of his widow.
Aw.
Yeah. And it's not what it appears, because it never is.
Oh, snap. It was so, a widow.
I don't know when we're going to do this, but I want to throw this out into the universe so that we're kind of compelled to do it. At some point in the near future, like this summer, I want to do the three of us watching the movie The Rookie of the Year, because I found out it's on Disney Plus and DJ Madman has never seen it.
Oh, no shit.
So I was like, first of all, baseball movie. Second of all, I just have to introduce him to this really weird movie.
Yeah, I'm down for that. That has
Gary Busey in it.
I was going to say, right? Yeah. I know there's a few different ones. Rookie of the Year is when the kid breaks his arm, right? And gets the surgery or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so well, like, I'm not saying when that's going to happen because it's based on like his schedule, your schedule. Yeah. I'm going to say quotes my schedule,
right.
And but we'll definitely put that on the agenda. So next week we're going back to Voyager. What's the episode? I can't remember what the episode is, but yeah, we'll be going back to the next episode of Voyager, and then Chaos at Ringside on Wednesday, where we'll talk about whatever's happened in AEW. I'm really, like, so far, we're only a couple weeks in. I'm really loving the Elite angle. I hope it keeps up its momentum.
Yeah, it should be good. Also, really quick, I just want to say, even though I don't know how quickly he'll actually be back, the fact that Omega was pulling off moves in the ring is a good sign.
Yeah.
Pulling off moves, taking bumps.
Honestly, what made me, like, we'll get into more detail, but what made me stop from it was like, oh, that sets up Omega getting to be the matchmaker, which would be so much better for TV than Tony Khan doing it, basically. But yeah, so we'll have to continue to see what happens. There was something else that just popped in my head that left me, but well, hopefully I remember next time we get to Chaos Ringside. So I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll see you soon.
Deuces!